Hello and welcome to What the F*** Has Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 6th, 2018. Welcome to Day 686. Congress passed a two-week spending bill that would extend the government's funding through December 21st and avoid a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers face an impasse over whether to meet Trump's demand for $5 billion to build a wall along the southern border with Mexico, which Democrats have resisted. Trump has threatened to force a partial government shutdown if Congress does not give him his wall money. A bipartisan group of senators, meanwhile, are trying to punish Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, while also curtailing U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen and suspending arms sales to the kingdom. Trump, on the other hand, has downplayed assertions that Prince Mohammed was responsible for Khashoggi's murder at the Saudi consulate. Trump also blamed Robert Mueller's Russia investigation for his low approval ratings, claiming that, quote, without the phony Russia witch hunt, my approval rating would be at 75% rather than the 50% just reported by Rasmussen, end quote. Trump's average approval rating sits at 43.3% according to Real Clear Politics, and according to 538, Trump's current approval rating is 42.1%. Speaking of the polls, Politico says 67% of voters are concerned about the recent climate change report, which concluded that global warming is already transforming how and where we live. 58% agree with the scientific consensus that climate change is being caused by human activity. And now to the notables. 1. Canada arrested Huawei's chief financial officer on a U.S. request for extradition the same day that Trump and President Xi Jinping agreed to a 90-day pause in raising tariffs in order to allow for trade negotiations. 2. The Dow dropped nearly 800 points, bringing its two-day losses to more than 1,500 points on concerns that trade talks between the U.S. and China could collapse and result in a trade war escalation. 3. Former Attorney General William Barr is Trump's leading candidate to replace Jeff Sessions. Barr served as Attorney General from 91 to 93 under then-President George H.W. Bush. 4. An undocumented immigrant has been working as a maid at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey since 2013 and using fake documents to secure employment. After Trump became president, one of her managers told her to get both a new green card and a new Social Security card because there were problems with her current ones. When she told the manager that she didn't know how to obtain new forgeries, her manager suggested that she speak with a maintenance employee to acquire the documents. Her manager lent her the money to replace the one that had, quote, expired. 5. Pat Cipollone will start as the new White House counsel on Monday after a nearly two-month delay since he was appointed in October. He'll be replacing former White House counsel Don McGahn just as House Democrats are preparing to assume their new committee chairmanship roles in January. 6. Democrats plan to send Robert Mueller the transcripts from testimony given by some of Trump's closest associates when they take control of the House next month. Democrats want Mueller to review the transcripts for evidence and possible falsehoods. And finally, the Supreme Court is hearing a case with implications on Trump's pardon power. At stake is whether or not to overturn the separate sovereigns doctrine, which allows the state and the federal government to press separate prosecutions involving the same conduct. Eliminating the doctrine would mean that a presidential pardon could block some state charges as well. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.